It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Well, we wrapped up the last week of trading for the month of January, and it was looking like it was going to be a pretty decent week as far as the grains were concerned, but Friday's pressure came in and took away a lot of the gains for the week. We'll talk about the week's performance after this break.
The cattle market has been on fire this past year with record-breaking prices. But with higher prices comes higher risk for cow-calf producers. How can I take advantage of those record highs? Should I be expanding my herd? Livestock producers have two key tools to help manage that risk: livestock risk protection and pasture, rangeland, and forage insurance. At Martinson Ag, our PRF Optimizer tool helps you select the best coverage. Call the risk management professionals at Martinson Ag, 701-205-4200. Martinson Ag, an equal opportunity provider.
Well, what was looking like it was going to be another strong finish for the grains for on the weekly close turned out to not be such a strong close. We started the week off a little bit on the defense, but we gained ground in the middle of the week, and it looked like the grains were going to see another weekly higher finish. But Friday's losses came in and really hammered the markets pretty hard. It started off in the gold and silver with gold down over $500 an ounce, silver down $35 an ounce. It looked like we were now going to see some major sell-off in the rest of the commodities, mainly for margin call selling, as a lot of producers or a lot of traders were just liquidating positions to try to keep margins in line. Overall, what started the meltdown was, of course, the trade not happy or a little bit uncertain about the new Fed chairman that was Trump announced. That sent the markets a little bit on the defense, but we also saw some profit taking. We were looking at the end of the month. We're looking at the end of the week. All that came in to put a little pressure into the markets as well. And after seeing some strength here for last week, a little bit of profit taking wasn't out of line. We continue to see the funds liquidate their short positions in wheat, and that did help wheat finish higher for the week. Minneapolis wheat did finish up 4 to 5 cents, while Chicago was up 7 to 8. Kansas City was up 4 to 5. Over in the corn market, the selling on Friday pulled the market into negative territory as we finished down about 2 cents. Soybeans saw the same thing, as heavy selling on Friday pulled the market to finish 2 to 4 cents lower. Soybean meal was $5 to $6 lower. Soybean oil was down 50 cents. We did see canola finish down $3 to $4. In the meats, it was a mixed performance. Cattle on feed report came out last week. It was friendly. Cattle inventory this week is expected to be friendly. Looking at the cattle, though, they just kind of couldn't quite get it going this week, as live cattle finished mixed, 95 cents higher in the front month, 12 cents lower in the deferred contracts. Feeder cattle did see heavy selling on Friday, which brought them down to finish basically steady for the week. And hogs lost close to a buck. In the outside markets, that's where some big selling took place. Crude oil was up $4 for the week, mainly because of the strength earlier. Gold finished down $125. The dollar was up 1 full cent, and the Dow Jones finished up 380 points.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.